Christ with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Gave him this wise word of counsel. Praise God and say, but God has not given you the spirit of fear. Praise God, but of power. Praise God, and of love, and of a sound mind. Yeah, can I ask a question, another question today? Praise God, is it possible to keep from fearing if we live for Christ in this world? I'm talking about a world that is evil, a world that is abusive. Another question, how can we keep from being apprehensive if we are witnessing for Christ on a day-to-day basis? Another question, how can we stand up for Christ? Praise God, when people mock and poke fun, praise God, at anything that Christians do. Praise God, there's a way that we can do it. Praise God, we do it by the power and the gifts that God has given us to overcome fear. Amen. Somebody say, well, preacher, share with me one of those things that he gives us. First of all, he gives us the gift of power. Yeah. You see, the Holy Spirit actually infuses each believer with power. Yeah, it infuses that power in the believer's spirit. But there's something that we must do. Praise God, we have to use the power. Praise God, it's not good enough for somebody to give you the power and you not use it. Somebody say, what you mean not use it? Praise God, if he gives you the power, praise God, to witness, you got to go out there and start doing some witnessing. You got to go out there and start telling men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have to use it. Yeah, the Holy Spirit gives us power. Praise God, power to cope with the things of this world. He gives us power to shoulder, praise God, the backbiting task. He gives us power to fear, praise God. He gives us power to overcome the strains and the difficulties and the trials of this life. He gives us power to stand tall, praise God, living and witnessing for Jesus Christ. And he gives us power, praise God, to do every job and every task that he has given us to do, and to do that task to the very best of our ability. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 3:20, I believe, he says, now unto him that is able, praise God, to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think, praise God, according to the power that worketh in us. That power that works in us is the Holy Ghost power. And I know you all remember the story that when the disciples, praise God, after Jesus had been crucified, and he raised up, and he was raised, and he walked before he ascended back unto his Father. Praise God, he told his disciples, he said, I want you to stay, I want you to remain in here, praise God, until you are endowed with power from on high. And I want you to be witnesses unto me in both Judea, Jerusalem, and Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the world. So he gives us the gift of power. Praise God. Not only does he give us the gifts of power, he gives us that gift of love. Yes, that gift of love. I'm talking about that agape love. I'm talking about the God kind of love. I'm talking about the type of love that love people, even if they are sinners, even if they are your enemy. I'm talking about the type of love that will cause you to love somebody regardless of what he or she has done to you, regardless of what he or she has said about you. He infuses us, the Holy Spirit infuses us with that gift of love. Praise God, from on the surface. Praise God, somebody would say, how in the world can love be a part of the gifts that help us overcome fear? Praise God, you can understand it when we see that most self-love and when most self-concern and when most self-protection, praise God, is the major cause of most of our fear in the anyway. We'll see how love, praise God, fits in as one of the remedies for overcoming fear. But can I close here this morning? He not only gave us the gift of power, he not only gave us the gift of love, but he gives us the gift of a sound mind. I had to go back and do some further research. What do you mean by a sound mind? You see, a sound mind is a mind that has self-control. A sound mind is a mind that has the ability to control one's feelings. The ability to control one's emotions. The ability to control one's thoughts. In the midst of all of the trials and the tribulations that and all of the circumstances, regardless of how severe those trials may be, he gives us a sound mind. You see, a sound mind is a disciplined mind. A sound mind is a balanced mind. You see, a sound mind is a mind, praise God, that each and every last one of us must have as a part of our possession. Because if we have this sound mind, we will overcome the fears of this world. You see, a sound mind is a mind, praise God, that contains at least three things. And if I could break it down, I would say a fourth thing. You see, a sound mind is a changed mind. Can I get back to Timothy? Timothy was a timid fella, but Timothy had a changed mind. He had a sound mind. How did his mind get changed? His mind was changed when he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And your mind's also a changed mind when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But not only is a sound mind a changed mind, a sound mind is a committed mind. You see, a mind that is committed is going to be committed to God, is going to be committed to faith. It's going to be a mind, praise God, that's going to be committed to the things of God. Let me just break it down to you. A committed mind, as Paul wrote to a bunch of his disciples. Praise God, he said that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's what a committed mind is. But not only a sound mind is a changed mind, not only is a sound mind a committed mind, a sound mind is a mind that's confident. It's a confident mind. Praise God, a mind that confident will let you know that whatever come may, praise God, I'm going to make it. There used to be a song when I was coming up as a boy. It said that you can make it if you try. You see, a person who has a confident mind, they have a sound mind, they can make it, praise God, if they try. And Let me tell you something about making it. If you try, if you have Jesus on your side, you are going to make it. Praise God. You see, a sound mind, a confident mind, is a mind that says, I can do all things through Christ who give me the strength. I don't care what they say I'm not going to be. I don't care if a teacher tells me that I'm the most likely not to succeed. I have enough confidence that I can do all things through Christ that give me strength. You see, a sound mind is a mind that locked up, tied up, tangled up in faith in Jesus Christ. And when I look at all of those things, I see all of those characteristics. Praise God in Brother Timothy. This is why Paul was trying to instill those things. Paul was about to meet Jesus at Nero's chopping block. And he had to make sure that this gospel continued on. So he got his timid spiritual son, and he gave him some advice. He said, for God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has given you, praise God, some other gifts. He's given you the gift of power. He's given you the gift of love, and he's given you the gift of a sound mind. Jesus Christ possessed all of those things, didn't he? If we remember, praise God, in Matthew, praise God, I believe it's the 26th chapter, Jesus asked his father a question. He said, oh, my father, if it will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thy will be done. And in doing so, he had a sound mind. Somebody say, how do you know he had a sound mind? His mind was changed. He took his problem off of his humanity, and he changed it to God. He not only had a changed mind, he had a committed mind. What was the commitment? The commitment was to die for my sin and your sin. And the confidence that he had, the very confidence that he had, that when I die and I go down in this grave, I'm going to stay there 3 days and 3 nights. But he got enough confidence to believe and know that early. Early Sunday morning, that he was going, he had the confidence to know that he was going to get up with all power in his hand. Conquering fear. There are two things that we need to know. That's just two. We need to know that Satan is the author of this fear, and Satan is a defeated foe. He's defeated. And we need to know God's gifts, praise God, for conquering our fear. Power, you have it. Love, you have it. Sound mind, you have it. You have all of the tools to overcome fear in your life. The only thing that you have to do, you got to use it. You got to use it. There might be somebody here today that don't know Jesus.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT FM, broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. UK.